Welcome to Teotihuacan Bookmakers at teotihuacanbookmakers.podbean.com. We're trying something new today. I hooked up my microphone to my iPad and I stuck it near where I was working while I was trying to make a round back book. And this is the result. No drama, but it's a little bit long. So enjoy, I hope. See you next week. Thanks for dropping by.
So what I'm attempting to do here is round the back of the text block that I made from Frankenstein. Now, the text block itself is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 9, 10, about 11 signatures. And the whole thing is a lot of pages. Let's see. Oh, about 200 pages. And I sold it on cords, of course, and now I'm trying to bend it over so that I can put on the bookboards, and I don't have a hammer, so I'm basically pushing it with my thumb and my forefinger, trying to get it down so that the bookboards can fit in nicely with the edge of the rounded back. This is not going as easily as I thought it would go, but it's a learning experience and it's coming out okay. Paper is brown, and I held a few pages over the stove, which isn't electric, it's gas, so it has a flame. So I've got old-looking paper. I suppose I could have left it out in the sun for a couple of days, too. Oh, I've got mail someplace. And tonight I'll print the cover out on dark brown paper. And tomorrow, using light dark green and dark brown paper, I'll try to case it in. And this is part of my attempt to improve my bookbinding, because I just listened to and watched a video of some artists that live in various places in the United States, and they're all trying to improve or learn new techniques. This one fabric artist learned how to make a house. That's a little bit different than what she's normally doing. Naturally, love was involved. Another person is another book artist was trying to make books from scraps. Not her scraps, other people's scraps. Not necessarily a book, but an installation. But she, too, was trying to create a culture of books where the end result was not a book, but it was an experience. And I'm still working on the techniques of rounding the back of a book. I think I'm trying to get more involved in a newer style. I like round back books. The only question is, should I trim the foredge straight? Maybe not.